talking about the beginning of Perek Vav. Das Kitzoyis Tzorach of Perek Vav. So we've moved through. We move through the side of offer, right? The side of mayim, the side of ruach. He got like you said her ish. Her knowledge of Arabic said this. So the most ruchniest of them is you said her ish. Page Kuvayin Tess. The nature of Aish is that it reaches upwards. Of Adam, Misparashas Tenuazu. This movement can express itself. Oy Kisalus Bruchnius, spiritual growth. Oy Kagavas. Kagaiva begasas a ruach. He's reaching himself up. He's raising himself up. It's a guy of elements. Kam olenu disamek binyan gasas a ruach. So we need to think about gasas a ruach. What that means. Said that hey, azar legasay ruach menai. Person who has an expansive ruach. So he sees himself
as being very expansive, but he doesn't think he needs to go on a diet.
So that the nature of the person is Rabban Vecha B'Shachach, they'll forget the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
So that's the Asura. So that's what's going to happen. The Torah says there's an issue to forget the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the nature is this causes that to happen.
Rashi Asura. Shloi Hegasru.
That the Gaiva Alev caused a Shikha. The Shikha Muzer, he summoned the Kapentish. Here's a very Tommy. He Milo Madrega with them. We're not holding by this Madrega, most of us, of constant awareness of it. But to prepare yourself to be able to do it, that is to remove the impediments which cause you not to be able to do it, that will all mukhiv the door. And if you're going to not remove the impediments, so it's a double negative. And the lack of the preparation,
and what's that preparation? What's the impediment? Remove the gasas root.
Climber.
In other words, im higano l'schirus Hashem akpayal oiloi, whether we actually reach that madrega, is that totally madrega saying? Alachana panim is l'schirus barbari, mithracha shatiyabon, but the foundation should be there. Itzuv, establishing for Oifi the horizon, the option, I think, the way. Say it in a negative sense. We need to, that our nature or the way we're functioning shouldn't be a reason we should forget it. So our first step of understanding is that the more we raise ourselves up, we put ourselves into the center of the universe, the more we're taking Hashem out of the center of the universe.
Let's go with Halev.
The Gavis height, the haughty heart, the high heart, the haughty heart.
What's the difference between Gassas? Is there a difference between Gassas, Harilach, and...
It's a good question. I'm not sure. I imagine there is, just for the fact that he's the Vilna Sharnas. I'm not sure of the nuance. I'm not sure what the nuances are. Usually, I would, the idea of gasas ruach
is more expansive. It's more a question of a person feeling like he's deserved of whatever because of his stature. And Gavra Leib is the Hodges itself, but I'm not sure that, I'm not sure if that's correct. The Sugya of the Gassus Ruach Masaita, Hinenu learned him as Yisera Eish. It's thought of Hashem. The Gemara goes through, Gemara goes to Arichus over there. I talked about different ideas about it. Mechalav onu shomim esahein. From what we shouldn't do, how negative it looks. A person who has a gassus ruach, the more seems like he's a bit of a zora. It's the royal gadei god of karshera. The more has like a whole list of wonderful things about the Baal Gaiva. We had also then infer from that case of nira odin beli gassus ruach. The real goal is Shanira Kate of Ayatas Elabur Mashi must call Arbas Yasir Yud Nefesh. Kimaibad called Yasid Al Makama Umalay Ul Saikh. So but our final goal over here is to point out that the elements which make up the human being are not intrinsically negative. They definitely have that the when they're used in context, like the sotra used as a relationship with the Baruch Hu, they become something which is valuable and has a purpose. As much as the Sefer is not a direct Hadrach HaMaisis, but he gives a general idea. We're going to make a change over here. The way to Hanagas, the Shushas, you said, is a kite. He said, Al Malim to Derek, Kate to the Saka, and Bosis Napshi, Yashar, below the Yev Shalom, but the Lisa. You try to find a Mahalov, how to deal with it. Cheres in the Gassas, the Gassas of Ruach. It's the beginning of an approach. Call Adam and San Mashu, Adam, Amargish, Bukhachasava, Yeshusa. He know, Balgaiva, every person, as much as a person is aware of his abilities and his existence, so he has the element of Gaiva in him. In Lebanon movement, I guess not in the very coarse sense, but a rabbi, the Yusai, who knows the Harakats, he sees value in himself. Or the Kolpokas, they don't know the Lispatul, if they Mishahu. Or at least he feels that he shouldn't be dealt with, that he's lower than somebody else. If somebody else will try and negate him in some way, he'll respond, whether actively or at least in his heart, he'll respond, how dare he does that to me? How could he do that to me? So that sentence means that I am somebody that he shouldn't do that to. Avodas Hashem. General Avodas Hashem, the part of Avodas HaTfilah, definitely Avodas HaTfilah. He's spotless to meet his Bifnei Hashem. It's lowering yourself. Maybe in your day, Kigamash Bishmiras HaMitzvus, Halachas, B'dikduk, Yeshba, he's spotless to meet his Bifnei Rotzon Hashem. It's totally, basically, submitting yourself to the Rotzon of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is greater than you. The more he grows, the greater that you are, the more you have to lower yourself. Whereas the more you feel that you've accomplished, the more you have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more aware you are of him, the more you realize that the more you realize that whatever you accomplish is from him. The combination of the awareness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which has been enhanced, right? a horribly lame, you know, dimion, you know, between human beings and, you know, the Kodesh Baruch Hu have them. Person met Moshe Feinstein one time, so he feels the element of certain authority. He got to get to know Moshe better. The more he knows, and the more he really he becomes aware of the gap. He's like, oh, okay, now that I know him so well, I really saw him, you know, pretty close to him. The more you're aware of him, the more you spend time with him, the more you realize how much you don't know, and how far away you are, and how much, you know, you gain from him and being in his presence, etc. Ram Perak Hildas Filo Perak Yud Kriya Ketsa. There's a din of Kriya. He spells of Kriya from his Kriyas before Tila Tila. He bows five times. Rafa Rishana Betchila Besoyv Uba Hidoa Betchila Besoyv. And then at the end, now at the Meder Morim Behedis Al Tangalu Kriya Betchila Kol Bracha Uba Sof Kol Bracha Vahamelech. So the higher you are, the more you have to bow. Okay, now with that background, he's ready to start going through the steps of the Gemara with him. So, it's interesting though, because, like, you know, the Hispavlis doesn't mean, the Kaniya doesn't mean that the Moshe couldn't make a stand. That what he felt was true was correct. He was not embarrassed of anybody, and he would be able to stand up to anybody. He was strong, etc. But there was a clear state of his Yiras Shamayim and his awe of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The more he understood, the more he realized. So the more he was Machmir, and he committed himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu.
So how does it affect your relationship with other people? Is it just Nisatu HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is that what we're saying? Gasi Ruach? And Kovalev? Or does that also have to do with your relationship with other people?
What's the story about the two Balaam, Musa Duri and Musa? One says, it's been a garnish. It's been a garnish. He says, yeah, but I'm a bigger garnish than you. Like, who's the... obviously, if a person does it right, the person gets to a point of awareness of his limitations. He's going to see Mylan of the people. Interesting question. Right? Talking to somebody, says you have to see the good in everybody. You know, that can come from a rotzen v'tayiv, come from setting a bar so low that everybody's good. It can come from setting a bar so high, realizing everybody has greatness in them. three different angles. The chachma is because you're aware of the potential of godless which exists in mankind. Each person, in some way, somewhere, is, you know, is a special of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as much as I'm being myself under a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm much in front of all of them. I was just, when it's not a steer, it's a good one. Okay, something here.
So he's going to explain how, because he started off with saying that we all need to feel some kind of gaiva. Right.
It isn't we need to. No, he said we do.
Feels in his qualities. Yishuso. What's Yishuso?
Marugish does not feel as a. He's aware. He has an intrinsic awareness of his mindless and of his existence. Yishuso is his existence.
And about Gaiva, so that's about Gaiva.
So in that sense, I feel that I have significance. His point is that the more you move up the scale, the more you that becomes like a less and less of a reality.
What, your kochos?
Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Nach no more." The final result is, what am I? Yeah, I'm Moshe Rabbeinu. I took you out of Mitzrayim and I gave you the mon, and I gave you the slav, and I gave you the Torah, and I stood up against them all. I have all those. But most of me was a Kodesh Baruch.
Right, well, he also knew that people needed him.
He knew he had all those kodesh, but it was a Kodesh Baruch. So where's the guy from? So the Bershom gave me if I would live with a full awareness, the Bershom gave me $1 billion. It's not my money, it's his. So where's the guy? Well, I have a lot of money, so, and I do a lot of good things with it. It's not my money, it's Bershom's money. I'm giving, using it as he wants, as he told me to use it. So where's the guy? The guy is because the guy next to me doesn't do that. The guy next to me who also has the money like that doesn't spend it like that. It's a strange guy. Like, I see the world normal, and I see it's the most logical thing like that. And Nebuch, he doesn't see it. So where's the guy over the person? It's just a Nebuch. He doesn't see the world. He's living in a fantasy world. And, it's hard to say. I would call myself about God. I'm really proud of myself. The fact that I walk into the mental asylum and the people over there, I don't get the world, and I get it. It's not guy, but it's a thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I see the world normal. I see the world at the moment that all of the kochos that I have are matnas elokim. If that's where we hold it, that's what we say. So I have to use them as he see fits. So where's the guy? Tell him what I reached Madregas. Each Madregas that I reached, all the function was a greater awareness of the Matana of Kodesh Baruch. Theoretically, we get it right. We just it doesn't mean I don't use my kochos when I'm supposed to. I have kochos. I know they have kochos. They're they're for what? We had an older person, the Carol now. He has a machon ofek. They put on some more, kisviyad. The Ben David on Pesachim.
also the Raman getting the Kedushin. See, like, you know, your person works on a safer for, you know, I don't know, X amount of time, a year or 2 years, or whatever. It's working, you know, working on a sheet of Shadim, compared to all the Shadim, running the footnotes, etc. Deciphering the Tzaviyah, making sure it's correct with all the different versions of the Tzaviyah. Tremendous accomplishment. Say, so one time I think I asked him, like, so what do you do? He says, the day we finish the safer, my wife and I have, you know, have a suda, a special suda, then we'll get the next one. Now, the more ego is involved in that action, the less it's going to move to the next one. I want to celebrate. Yeah, okay. That's, but like, okay, I was actually able to bring this to the man, to Klal Yisrael. Tremendous schools of Russia did for me. Baruch Hashem, I appreciate that. So what's the result of that? I should do more.
I read a good little story of Yitzhak Blazer. So there's a big asifa of like a lot of Talmid Chachamim. They're all sitting around, and basically if he gets up, I guess the timing all works out, I didn't really look at it, but basically if he gets up and he asks a question, from his son Rav Chaim. And everybody's like amazed, and they're trying to figure out the answer, and nobody figured out the answer.
Ravitzel is quiet.
Yeah, you heard this?
You have a story? So Ravitzel sits there quietly.